Last week, and you'll recall that Peter made his bold and profound profession of faith, celebrating and acknowledging that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And Jesus, in turn, bestows upon him the office of the Pope by saying that he will build his church upon him, upon his faith, and give Peter full authority to speak in his name, to bind and to loose both in heaven and on earth. So just after the moments when Peter becomes Pope, Jesus tells the apostles that now we're off to Jerusalem where I will suffer and die. And it seems natural because Peter does love our Lord and he doesn't want him to suffer or die. And so he says, let's don't do that. And then Jesus calls his holiness, get behind me, Satan. You don't hear that too often about the Pope. Peter means well, and he definitely does believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. But his understanding of how Jesus as Messiah and Savior, bringing about salvation history or bringing about salvation for all humanity, it's just not the way he's thinking. He's thinking about his own friendship with Jesus and doesn't want to lose that and wants more people to come to that friendship, but doesn't realize that he has to suffer, die, and rise so that all people can come into that friendship. Peter is my confirmation name, and I love St. Peter. I love him for his boldness of his faith, but I can also relate to him when he makes these mistakes. The words of Jesus addresses next not only to the 12, but really to all of us as believers. That being a disciple of his is not always going to be easy or fun or a way to make things life easier for anyone. Jesus tells us right off the bat, if you're going to follow me, you have to pick up your cross or crosses just like he has done. Which means either because of our poor choices and we have to suffer the consequences, or maybe the poor choices of others and we have to suffer those consequences, or just life. Life has its ways of affecting our lives and it's not always easy. There's difficulty, things we wish we didn't do or say, or things we wish didn't happen to us and we wish it could be different. But here we are. And these are the crosses that you and I have to carry throughout our lives. But how we carry our cross makes a huge difference. If we're carrying it the best we can, relying upon Christ, turning to prayer, offering our sufferings and uniting with Christ's sufferings, grace and blessings will be there for us, especially in the most difficult hours. And being faithful to Christ in the midst of our crosses, then our reward will be great in heaven. The words Jesus tells us, what profits the world, if the one who profits the world and loses his soul in lifetime, is something that we have to remind ourselves. We will make choices for our lives. If we make choices based on the Word of God, the Ten Commandments, the teachings of the Church and faith and morals, living out to doing good for others, loving God, then we can be assured that we have a place in heaven. But it doesn't mean we're going to get a round of applause. It may mean that people will make fun of us. It may mean we may lose our job. It may mean we will get hate emails. That's part of the cross. But if we're willing to forfeit our life, forfeit the faith for our lives so that we can have that round of applause or to get ahead in the world or to be praised by others, if we just look the other way on things that are bad, wrong, unlawful, then we could be doomed. Our goal is to be with Christ, not only here, but for all eternity. That is our ultimate goal, is to keep heaven always in mind in all that we say and that we do. So it makes a difference in how we live our lives and how we carry our cross and the things we say and the things we do and the things we avoid throughout our lives. The crosses can be heavy, I know for sure, but Christ is with us. The Scriptures tell us that the Lord is near to those who are brokenhearted. So if you're carrying a cross, or crosses, the Lord is probably more closer to you than you realize. May our lives be more and more conformed to Christ crucified, and then receive the crown of victory, just as he received the crown of victory for sharing, carrying his cross.